Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lake.
Yeah, another Monday Best Bits podcast for you. Served up on a plate. Oh, geez, I hope there's a bit of mash and gravy with that. Well, there is. The meat is the toothpaste gate. Do you wet your toothbrush before or after the toothpaste? God, we had some weirdos on the show about that. The mash is the millennials quiz, where we pit a millennial up against a Gen Y, asking strictly Gen Y questions, seeing if the millennial can come out on top. And the gravy, oh, well, that's Mr. Mark Pesci, isn't it? I chatted animojis with Mr. Mark Pesci. Ooh, yes, bit of Pesci gravy. Ugh. Enjoy the podcast.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
How's this for a furious Twitter debate to kick off the show and bring on the air? 131060, by the way, if you brush your teeth, I'm sure you've got your own techniques. I mean, the internet is a riot at the moment. Some lady on Wednesday, by a Twitter handle named NVT, has posted a query on how you apply the water to your toothbrush. Now, I think I've got this right. I think I've got this in a timeline or sort of the left side and the right side of how anal you are about germs on your toothbrush. I think the most anal and pedantic you can get about your toothbrush hygiene would probably be the people that brush their teeth in the shower with hot water and sort of like rinse their toothbrush under the shower first before even thinking, God forbid, applying any toothpaste to the toothbrush, sort of wetting it a bit, putting the toothpaste on, wetting it again, putting it in your mouth, and sort of like putting your mouth under the pins of the shower, and then sort of doing your brush and teeth in there. I think the normal person would probably sit somewhere between applying water to the toothbrush first and then the toothpaste, or applying toothpaste and then the water. And then there are just the scoundrels, the old toothpaste hell's angels at the other end that don't do any water at all. Just get a big bit of saliva in the mouth and go, yeah, this'll work. This'll work very well indeed.
Animals.
Well, I'd consider you against the grain. I would think the minority, producer Phillips, when we chatted about this off air, I said, when do you apply water to your toothbrush? And what did you say?
Always before. You got to make sure that you put the water on, wet the bristles, then put the toothpaste on top.
And why is that?
Well, if you put the toothpaste on and then wet it, you run the risk of washing the toothpaste off the brush.
Oh, now, your problem is all with tap pressure. You've just turned the taps on too quickly and it's impacted the toothpaste and it's all fallen off like it's some sort of white McLean's slug on your bathroom bowl. And then you're scraping it off the sides like some sort of stingy toothpaste monster. I'm like, yeah, I'll get that. I get it. That's happened to me before. It probably happens maybe for me once every 3 months where I've gone too hard on the tap water and it's knocked the toothpaste off. 131060... when do you wet your toothbrush? Is it before, like producer Felix? Afterwards? Maybe you do both. Maybe you do it in the shower, or maybe you don't do it at all. I'd like to get to the bottom of this because Twitter hasn't provided any answers whatsoever. I go toothpaste and then water. Toothpaste and then water. It's a nice firm brush for the toothpaste to stick on, and then you just drizzle the water over the top. Just wet it. Just wet it lightly. Make sure the bristles are around the side. Then you go for it. Minute on the bottom, minute on the top. Easy peasy pudding pie. Let us know. 131060. Toothbrush techniques. Let's get to the bottom of this. When are we applying the paste? When are we applying the water? How often do you change your toothbrush, by the way? Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey. Calls on the air next. Right now, great minds will be collaborating here, getting to the bottom of when do you apply the water and moisture to the toothbrush? Is it pre-toothpaste? Is it post-toothpaste? Is it not at all? Is it in the shower? I don't know. Maybe we'll create a fifth option live on the air with the minds of St. Clair, specifically being Sarah, who resides there. Hello, good morning. Evening.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's the way. Now, let's start. What sort of toothbrush are we rocking? How old is it? What are the statistics here? Is there a tongue massager on the other side?
No, it's the free one you get when you buy the whitening toothpaste. So I go through that like every 2 months. So that means I get a new toothbrush every 2 months.
Now, that's not a bad marketing ploy at all, is it? Buy the toothpaste,
no,
throw in a free toothbrush. Cool. All right. You must have pearly white gnashes. You're already higher up than me and producer Felix on the legitimacy of commenting on tooth and oral hygiene. When do you reckon you apply the moisture?
I do it beforehand. There's nothing worse than crusty bristles.
Give you crusty bristles? No, I won't. okay, beforehand, yeah. So, I mean, I don't... I'm not. Well, you can still do it afterwards. What do you mean? Toothpaste on the crusty bristles?
No, it just seems to loosen up the bristles a bit. And I sort of like, most of the time I'm brushing my teeth in the shower because I'm always running late. So it's like a brush and wash at the same time. So everything's getting wet and everything's getting, you know, cleaned.
Yeah, all right. So loosen it up a bit. Really get that toothbrush sort of feeling a bit limber, quite confident. Couple of drinks, couple of gin and tonics before we get to the hard stuff.
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to put Sarah on my timeline here, dabbling between water and hot water in the shower. That's quite high up on the toothpaste scale. Thanks for your input, Sarah from St. Clair. Nick from Ballarat in Victoria, talk us through your toothbrush techniques.
G'day, buddy. Look, I get a bit anal when it comes to toothbrush, you know.
So does producer Felix.
Yeah, what I like to do, give it a good wash with hot water, you know what I mean? So
right.
I want to give it a good scrub with my hand, loosen it up, get a bit of the dirt off, if there was any on there, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you wash some dirt off the day before off your teeth, so there could be dirt on the brush, so give it a good clean.
Wow.
Toothpaste on, then another bit of water on top of that, give it a good wash, and then go for it, and just give it a good 5 to 10 minute brush of the teeth.
Jesus Christ, mate. Now that's overkill. That is overkill. 10 minutes brushing your teeth, that's too much. Let's start from the start, though. You're actually getting your hand on the bristles. You're sort of feeling them through with your thumbs and forefinger.
Like a good scrub, you know.
Oh,
really,
wow.
really give it a good clean.
Jesus, that's not even on this timeline scale. I've got to create a new axis here. Call it the Nick axis from Ballarat.
Yeah, that'd be great, mate. I'd appreciate that.
Jeez, you'd want all your teeth in check. How good are the gnashes? I hope they're in tip-top condition because we don't want you wasting three-quarters of your day on your teeth.
26 years old, never had a filling. I think that's all right.
Yeah, okay. Well, that is good. And you do that. What about if you're not having a shower at night time? Or do you do that? You definitely have a shower at night time too?
No. It's in the morning. I brush them in the morning, and at night I'll just do it in the sink, in the basin, but with hot water again.
Water again.
Yeah.
just running those taps, waiting for it to turn hot.
Sleep well.
Yeah.
I start having nightmares about not clean teeth.
Nice one, Nick. All right. Thank you. Thanks for the call, Natasha from Sydney. How do you go on the toothbrush?
So wash and then place your toothpaste. Always wash because there is always, one, bacteria. Two, cockroaches love toothpaste. So definitely wash and then apply toothpaste.
When you're saying wash, what are we talking? Are we talking a wet or a full-on Nick from Ballarat style wash with your hands as well?
Rinse under hot water, yep.
You bring your hands into it?
No. Your hands are dirty.
Well, and that's the technicality I was going to get Nick from Ballarat saying. Maybe he might be dirty. Probably knowing his hygiene standards, he's probably soaked his hands under boiling hot water for another 15 minutes before that anyway. So let's just give him the benefit of the doubt there. But so you're wetting the whistle first with a good dollop of hot water. I had no idea. Yep. Yep. Oh, God.
And if you do, if your bristles are, when they're a bit broken and split.
Yeah.
That's time for a change. But if you apply that into hot water, you kill bacteria and then your bristles go back to straight again. So your toothbrush is pretty much like brand new again.
Interesting. Oh, you would have you'd have a nightmare with mine. I went to, I did 3 months volunteering in Africa and I had this bloke that I had to share a room with and we, put it this way, we were mortal enemies by the end because we just hated each other. We were just two different people. And he still couldn't handle the sight of my toothbrush and bought me a brand new toothbrush. And he has the chat with me. He's like, I hate your guts, but here is a new toothbrush because you are an animal and I can't stand it. I was like, okay, cool. Free toothbrush for me. Thanks, Natasha. You're high up on the scale as well. Hannah from Tokenwall, when do you wet the brush?
So I wet the brush first, then put the toothpaste, and then wet it again.
Some sort of toothpaste burger. I see.
Yeah.
Why are we getting it so wet? Because this doesn't sound like it's a cleanliness thing with you. This just sounds like it's a moisture thing.
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels comfortable that way, I guess. I don't like it dry. I've got to have it moist,
So there's one before and then one afterwards. I mean, my heart goes out to anyone who doesn't apply any water before or after. I think that'd be too dry. I think that'd be way too dry. You just look like some sort of like grout tiling, like, you know, that toothbrush you designate for the tiles in your bathroom. It would just turn into a Enyo paste.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I bet you've got a bubbling brook of broth toothpaste in your mouth, so don't mind that. Don't mind that at all, Hannah. Thank you for the call. Adam from Canberra, 131060, second last caller.
How you going, mate?
Always good, buddy. Just eating an apple. And if you don't believe me, that's a Granny Smith for you, buddy.
You got to eat the Royal Gallas.
I rotate each week so I don't get bored. I go green, then red, then green, then red. And then I even rotate the pink ladies and the Royal Galas as well. And a sundowner. Don't mind a sundowner.
Yeah. So you got them one for the day, one for each week, huh?
Yes.
That's it.
Write that down, producer Felix. How many apples do you eat and when do you change your apple style? That's good gear. Stop changing the subject, though. Adam from Canberra, what about the toothpaste?
Right. So you got to wet your toothbrush, like Nick said from Ballarat, with the... But before you do that, you got to wash your hands.
Yeah, okay. So you're washing... You're doing a pre-hand wash so you can wash the brush. So guys, I think that's too much. I'm all for some cleanliness, but I think there's too much time wastage going on.
Well, you only brush your teeth twice a day.
Yeah, like a normal person.
Yeah, so I think you can dedicate a little bit of time to your teeth.
Nah, yeah, I don't mind giving a little bit of time for the tooth, but not too much. I mean, that tooth's got to know who's boss. I still like to be the dominant one in the relationship. You know those statistics where you see, like, you'd spend 7 years on your phone, or you spend 6.5 months every 2 years on the toilet or something? Then I need a new one for people like you, Adam. You'd probably, like, if you did the maths... You got 15 minutes, like Nick from Ballarat. He's doing 30 minutes a day of toothbrush stuff. That's going to add up. It's going to add up big time. That's one 48th of your life.
I better write that down.
Well, I bet you've got nicer teeth than me still. That's all right. People were bound to ring up a little trip. Like, it was bound to be the people that were very tooth-friendly. Blake from Australia. I always laugh when it says from Australia. Did you say that? Did producer Felix go to you? Where are you from, Blake? And you go, Australia.
Nah, man, I'm from Head and Greeter.
What did he say, producer Felix? Nothing? Maybe this was just producer Felix couldn't tell where you were from and he didn't understand what you just said just then. Kind of like myself, and he just got Australia, whatever. wrap this up on 13 10 60. When?
Right, I'm very similar to old Nick from Ballarat. Jeez, in the way that I like to give it a good brush beforehand. But I don't do it for the sake of making it clean. I've got a bit of a hair phobia.
Hair phobia. Oh, so you make sure you go through all the bristles and make sure there's no scalp hairs or facial hairs getting stuck in there.
It stays in the shower, obviously, and I don't really need that in my life.
Yeah, righto. Yeah, it's nothing.
Give it a brush, chuck the toothpaste on, chuck it back under the water, and it goes.
I get that sometimes because I've got quite long hair, and every now and then there will be a little hair or two in there. Obviously, I take the hair out of the bristles, but then I use that as dental floss just after because I'm...
Yeah, well, efficient.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Let's play the Millennials quiz. Now, we've got 28-year-old Maddie, and we've got 18-year-old Millennial Tegan. There is a scathing article going around online saying that millennials have no respect for the past. You gotta know where you've come from if you wanna know where you're going. And it was written by some grumpy 60-year-old. And I've got two brothers. They're 20 and 18. And they're good gear. Well, they're good fun. They're very smart people. They're very self-aware. And I'm going into bat for you millennials, Tegan. And you are representing everyone born between 2000 and 2009 today, okay? When were you born? What would you have been doing? 98? When were you born? 2000?
2000.
Yeah. All right, good. Maddie from Bendigo is 28. I assume he was born in 1989. Correct?
Wrong.
Oh, wrong. Oh, all right, 1990 then.
1990, mate. Yes, correct.
I was born in 89. I just snuck in there. October 7, 1989. If you remember the 80s, you weren't there, man. Anyway, these are five questions, all right? Considering that you have the age advantage and you probably have grown up with these things, Maddie from Bendigo, you... can only answer after Tegan has passed on an answer for 5 seconds, okay? Tegan, according to this article, you would have no idea what these things are. I'm going to ask you questions. You're going to answer them correctly, proving once and for all that millennials are smart.
All right.
Question number one. What could be downloaded on Napster?
Movie.
Oh, God. Maddie, help her out here.
Mate, music, MP3s.
Music, it was the first one. You remember, were you around for LimeWire or Kazaa? All right. Napster was the very first one, Tegan. Before iTunes and Music On Demand and Spotify, we had to go to the dark corners of the web and tell Mum that we weren't even on the internet and get her to hang up on her landline phone, and we would download one Eminem song, and it would take us about 18 minutes. All right, you win none from one. Come on, Tegan, let's go. Number two. Number two. What's the approximate length of a floppy disk?
10 centimetres.
And what about the width?
10 centimetres.
I think we'll get around that. I reckon that's good enough. It is. Oh. It's a square. It's 10 centimetres. It is. It's exactly that. Tegan, congratulations.
Oh, great.
Was that a pure guess or you know about the floppy disk?
No,
oh, it was cutting-edge technology. I mean, I think you could store about 3 Microsoft Word documents back in the day, back at the peak of the floppy disk storage space. One from two. Question number three. What is a UBD? I'll give you a clue. If your dad was to sort of say to your mum, hey, Carol, chuck us the UBD, where would you be?
In the living room, lounge room.
Oh, God. Maddie from Bendigo, any ideas?
The office.
Oh, Maddie from Bendigo. Come on. Come on, big dog. You'd be in the car, guys. Do you remember the UBD? It was sort of like the yellow pages for directions. Before the GPSs and the navigators, you had this massive book, and it would have the maps of the whole city, and you'd have to go to like certain pages and then go to the next ones. It's a big book of maps for the whole city.
What state are we talking about?
All states, I'm pretty sure.
We have the Melways for Melbourne.
Yeah, I think it would be in Melbourne. I mean, I was in WA and it got a run. Producer Felix was in Canberra. Okay. He reckons it got a run up there. So maybe not. Now, you know what's happened now, Maddie. You've opened a bloody can of worms. People love to complain on this show. Now we'll have busy 8 phone lines. You can't get a UBD in Tasmania. Give Maddie a point. You didn't research your quiz properly. I mean, it's just a bit of fun, guys.
You can get a UBD in Melbourne.
Yeah, you can. All right, good. Thank you. Don't stop calling anyone complaining that you can't get a UBD in a certain state. We're still 1 to Tegan, 1 to Maddie, and I pick up the slop, so it's 1 point to me as well. 2 more questions left, guys. Question number 4. Describe the basic rules of the game Minesweeper. You've never swept a mine, have you, Tegan? Oi! No! No cheating! I can see you! Maddie, describe the basic rules of Minesweeper.
Mate, well, I couldn't tell you how many squares by squares it was precisely, depending on what level you were on.
Yeah.
But you would have to select certain squares and not hit a mine.
Yep.
And you would get either a 1, 2, 3, or 4, and that would contribute to your score until you hit a mine.
Yeah, get around it. That would give you little clues as to where the bombs were.
Yeah.
And as long as you were decent enough at maths and area, you could pretty much spread the whole mine. What are you talking about over there, Tegan?
Oh, just talking to myself.
Good one. Maddie from Bendigo has got a 2-1 lead. You've got to get this, Tegan, to prove once and for all that millennials are not done.
Come on.
Number 5. What would one be able to search for on Encarta?
Animals.
Okay, technically correct. Define Encarta. Any idea?
I don't know, like nature stuff.
Oh, God. You know what? She's trying to like write a status on Facebook asking everyone in the Facebook chat what it is. No time. Maddie from Bendigo, what was Encarta?
It was an alternative version of Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah,
and you could search things and do study on it, but it wasn't like Google that had a limited source.
Yeah, it was kind of like a very basic CD-ROM version of Wikipedia.
Yeah,
I'll accept that.
Yeah, and your parents bought them.
Yeah. Yeah, it was almost like that was the only computer program you were allowed on after school without your parents going, oh, I don't think you should be on the PC tonight, Matthew.
Until they walked away and you got on Napster.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I was a freaky being back in the day. I remember there was one, but you could type in like Amazon or something, and it would be this naked Amazon lady with like really saggy brown boobs, and that was my porn. Yeah. Ugh, just me?
Techno Chit Chat with Mark Pesci from the next billion seconds on Podcast One.
I mean, this guy knows everything about anything. Mr. Mark Pesci. Bonsoir, le Pesci. That is my French for good evening / good morning, Mr. Mark Pesci. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, ate way too much sushi just before. Way too much sushi. I feel like the salmon is churning in my guts. Have you ever eaten too much sushi before, Mr. Lupesh?
Yes, and that's not a good feeling. Was it fresh salmon?
It was fresh salmon. Thank God. Thank God for that. Only the finest sashimi for these bones. less sushi chat, more animoji chat. I was watching Sunrise the other morning, and there's a big mobile phone conference going on in Spain at the moment. Is that correct?
Yeah, Mobile World Congress. It's pretty much the biggest convention in the world.
And it's funny because I saw that Apple actually make a very conscious decision to not go to the mobile phone conference. They do their own big special thing, but the rest of the big dogs there. And this is kind of gives Samsung and Android fans a big place to play and show off their new gear.
Yeah, that's true. Apple is definitely a loner. They don't want to be outshined by anyone. They never like to compete for the limelight. So everyone else gets to fight for this. Of course, Samsung being the other big maker, they get the lion's share, but every other major handset maker is at Mobile World Congress.
Talk about these animojis. It's interesting. Apple have already got this kind of thing, but Samsung seem to have a big new shiny version. It would, sense your face, take a photo of your face, and then make an emoji that looks like you, and then have all these custom reactions?
Yeah, you'd want that. So The system that Apple's using is really different than the system Samsung is using. With Apple, they have the TrueDepth camera to be able to sort of map your face out in three dimensions so you can map it onto a poo emoji or to a unicorn emoji or whatever you like. Samsung is taking a static snapshot of your face and then just animating that snapshot. Now, from what I've been reading, I haven't had a chance to play with it. It hasn't come out to market. The general consensus is that's actually a little creepy, needs a little work, because it's almost like, just like, if you can imagine someone just taking a photo of your face and then cutting open a little slice where the mouth is and then putting their fingers behind it and making the mouth move, that's kind of what they're saying it's like.
Oh, okay. I've got an Apple iPhone at the moment. I didn't even realize there's the Animoji. I mean, I'm a couple of iPhone models behind the trend. If you've got an iPhone and you want to see what you look like Animoji-wise, can I just do that with my iPhone 6, or I got to wait till I got like one of the 7s or the X's?
Yeah, you got to have an iPhone 10 for that, because it requires that special camera that's built into the front-facing camera on the iPhone, because that thing is shining a laser at you, invisible, infrared, but it's shining a laser at you, scanning your face, mapping your face out in real time in three dimensions, and then taking your face movements and mapping it onto your poo emoji.
That can always be a little dangerous when you get translated into an emoji of some sort as well. It's like when you go to the market and someone is drawing caricatures, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'll get a caricature. And then they drew you with like this big nose or something. Like, oh, God, that's how I'm coming across to the public eye.
Yeah, and you know, we're going to see a whole bunch of apps for both platforms over the next couple of years. Snapchat will definitely do it. I'm sure Facebook Messenger will do it, where it's really going to take that information that's coming from these cameras now, because these cameras, they're not just getting sharper. We're not just getting more pixels, but they're starting to see in 3D. And once you have 3D, then you can start to stretch someone's nose or their ears or their forehead in all sorts of weird directions.
Probably not a bad idea for someone like you and me, Mr. Mark Pesci, who aren't quite Kim Kardashian selfie status, maybe don't like getting in front of the camera. I'd be much more comfortable sending an animated version of myself with a big smiley face rather than a selfie getting my 8 chins.
Yeah, and it's something that we can actually consider, that people will sometimes, you know, maybe rather than sending a call on Skype, they're going to send an animoji call. You can sort of see that happening sometime over the next couple of years, that people will put on their game face when they need to, and the rest of the time, maybe they're going to let the Animoji do the talking.
Oh my God, what about Animoji dick pics? Animoji dick pics! Animoji dick pics! Can I stretch my Animoji dick pic a little?
Oh God, no. And you know that's going to happen. You know some poor girl is going to get a message and it's going to be someone's talking dick. Oh, I feel bad for them.
I don't. It's animated. Mark Pesci, thank you so much. Tech expert talking emojis. I will talk next week, big dog. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.